We love finishing off the set with Adult, brand new music from them. That was their new single, No One Is Coming, from their forthcoming album. They are still with Deus. Their track, or the album, is going to be called Kissing Luck Goodbye. We had a request in that set for Die Krups and Ofra Haza covering Sisters of Mercy, Temple of Love. Coil in there brought you Heaven's Blade and Jarbo. I had to return to Jarbo. I just felt the need. She brought you Not Logical. Goblin was in there with Witch, of course, from Suspiria. John Paul Jones collaborated with Diamanda Galas for the Sporting Life album, and you heard the last track for that, Hex. Marco Polo, of course, from Lorena McKinnitt, taking it back to my high school era. Like, the goth club was so exciting. I used to use my sister's ID as a fake ID to get in, and it changed my life. Dead Can Dance brought you the ubiquitous Mr. Lovegrove, and Wild Beasts from their Smother album Did End Come Too Soon, after their label mate, or ex-label mate, John Hopkins, is free as a bird. He had the track Falling Into Place. That's the theme song for that show. I apologize, I haven't watched it. Anoni collaborated with Yoko Ono at the top of the set with I Love You Earth. You heard the Thomas Bartlett remix. We are all caught up. Thank you so much for tuning in to WFMU East Orange, WMFU. You know, I always get tired when the syllables go off the rails at the end of the show. From the top again, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online, WFMU.org. Je suis ici. My name is Mona, and I've got 4 minutes left with you before Ask Alan takes over. Last week was fun playing advice giver for an hour, but it's a hard job. I really appreciate Alan and all that he does. Stay tuned. Keep the dial firmly locked, super glued to 91.9 FM. Before I go, have you heard of this thing called the Super Bowl? I'm really excited to see Bad Bunny perform, and I'm excited for snacks. It's all we have in America. Last year, Kendrick Lamar's halftime show, I think, changed my life forever. There was like before that and after. I think I've seen it like 20 times. I will probably watch it again before this week's halftime show. Anyway, I leave you with this. Our FMU is going to love this. Bad Bunny here on your WFMU.
Ella se ve bonita, aunque a veces le vaya mal. En los ojos una sonrisa, aguantándose llorar. La espuma de sus orillas parecieran de champán. Son alcohol para las heridas, para la tristeza bailar. Son alcohol para las heridas, porque hay mucho que sanar. En el verde monte adentro no se puede respirar. Las nubes están más cerca, con Dios se puede hablar. Si oye el jíbaro llorando, otro más que se marchó. No quería irse burlando, pero el corrupto lo echó. Y no se sabe hasta cuándo. Quieren quitarme el río y también la playa. Quieren el barrio mío y que abuelita se vaya. No, no suelten la bandera ni olviden la Lolay. Que no quiero que hagan contigo.
paso a Hawái.
Yes.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Yes. If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling,
yes,
you need some information,
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen. That's what you get when everybody's styling.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wild.
I'm wild.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Allen. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yes.
Ask Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 hours. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Palm, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Let's get to it, baby. Where are my notes? I come to ask Allen with notes. (201) 209-9368. This show is called Ask Allen or Axe Allen. You might want to axe me. I give you advice on almost any topic, unless it's a stupid topic, like real estate, because who the hell wants to talk about real estate? Especially with all the scummy real estate people doing scummy things. Not that all real estate people are scummy. That's not what I'm saying. The Ask Allen dating game is 1 week from today. Mona is co-hosting. We are excited. Our bachelorette, Rosanna, will be in studio live with us. So far, I think we have about 4 contestants. And because I'm not going to have a... We're only going to be people competing for the bachelorette. Nobody's going to be competing for a bachelor. So I'd like to have a couple more contestants. So if you want to compete for our amazing catch, our bachelorette is a catch, I tell you. Rosanna, she is a, without revealing too much, a medical professional. Also has a second job working in mutual aid for a nonprofit. Great taste in music. From my opinion, very attractive woman. She's in her mid-30s, early 30s. But she is seeking a date of any gender. So far, we only got a bunch of dudes who have applied. But if you want to be a contestant to compete for our bachelorette on Friday the 13th with me and Mona on the dating game. Oh, I should have the dating game music on. Hold on. What's wrong with me? You have to send me an email to alan@wfmu.org. That's Alan, A-L-A-N, spelled the right way, at wfmu.org. In the meantime, we give advice. Hold on, let me put things on audio. Managelequita Muerta. Is that on? Scott Williams, we got to fix this button, the phone button. It's not red and it's stressing me out. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Give me a call. Maybe you're freezing your ass off. And you're trying to look for ways to cope, like everybody in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area is. Want to talk about how cold you are and how depressed you are because of the cold? Give a call. I'm your ear. 201-209-9368. This is the most intense winter in a long time in our area. Everybody's talking about it. There's still snow everywhere. Oh, I found a solution. I have a two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive old pickup truck that's terrible in the snow. Everybody sees my Ranger and they're like, it must be great in the snow. No, it's like horrible in the snow. And I got stuck on a uphill sheet of ice in Johnny Salami's backyard. And I was just rolling backwards, almost over a ledge. And I had a couple of gallons of windshield de-icer in the back of my truck. And I do not recommend doing this. It's terrible for the environment. But I needed to get the hell out of Johnny Salami's yard. So I poured a bunch of the windshield de-icer in front and back of my tires. And then chopped it up a little bit with a shovel. And it worked. Got me out. So if you're ever in a pinch in this horrid frozen winter, keep some of that stuff around. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. 1 week out from the dating game, Friday the 13th. Mona reminded me that we have two Friday the 13ths coming up. March 13th in Marathon is also Friday the 13th. So that's cool, probably because of the 28 days of February. Dope, I tell you. So maybe you are having some relationship issues. Maybe you're relocating. Maybe you're in trouble with the law and you want to talk about it. I like talking to people who are in trouble with the law. I feel like I can give you some sound advice there. Give a call, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Also, and this is important, without giving too much away about my Marathon Premium, I need advice. Not tonight, but I want you to think about, if you desire. Oh, Tico's here.
Hey, Papa.
He's got his favorite toy chicken that he's been ripping apart all day. I want you to think about the best piece of advice you've ever gotten or given anyone. Hold on. Let me take a phone call. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Alan, it's Bernard.
Hey, Bernard, what's going on? Where are you calling from again?
Staten Island.
Staten Island. What's going on?
Yeah. Figured I'd start with two easy ones. You got time for two easy questions today?
Well, let's start with the first one, and let's see where the next one. Let's see.
All right. What's something you're grateful for today? You, Alan.
Wow. Every single day of my life, the thing I wake up every morning to and can't believe that I have him is my Tico, my baby boy. My dog is the doggy llama. I have the greatest dog in the world. I truly do. Everybody knows it who meets him. Which, nothing against any other dogs. I just happen to have the... he's going to live 30 years, and I'm going to live 30 more years, and we're going to walk into the Sandy Hook Bay together and drown. We're going to get a heart attack and die together in 30 years.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your second one?
Beyond the dating game. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to this month? What's something on your radar? Something that's going to make you happy?
Mona's birthday party.
There you go.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it. Mona's turning 39 soon.
God bless.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's all good stuff.
Thanks for calling. They weren't advice, but thanks for starting off the night.
Yeah, thanks for answering.
Bye. So there were a couple more calls coming in. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. They dropped out those calls. So I need advice for my premium. So send me in an email, Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. The greatest piece of advice you've ever gotten, received, or given. And I might end up using it, that piece of advice, for my premium. If I do, you will be duly noted in my 2026 marathon premium. Speaking of marathon, so much going on this February. It's a busy month. Yeah, the dating game. And then we're all of a sudden, the wheels are turning around here. Marathon is right around the corner. So people are gearing up. I'm gearing up. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Yo, the hell was that? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. How you been coping with the, if you're in this area? I know people are really bent about the cold. Here's that call again. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, you're on the radio. Hey,
can you shut
your advice?
Yeah, can you shut your radio off?
Yeah, it's off. All I'm right. On speaker, is that all right?
I don't know. We'll see. Go for it. What do you got? Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the road. My wife and I are in the car.
Okay.
We need some advice.
All right. What's your name?
My name's Aaron.
What's
my
your
wife's name is Clara.
Okay. What's going on? What advice you need?
Well, we're very recently, my wife is pregnant.
Oh, woo. Man.
And we don't want to tell people yet, except whoever's listening right now.
The FMU audience is the most important people to tell about your... of course.
But so we're supposed to go on this trip with Clara's family in a couple weeks, and we're trying to think of an excuse to get out of it.
Oh, okay. This is great. Well, this is easy. I mean, Nowadays it's so easy. So where are you supposed to go on a trip?
Florida.
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 Yeah. And you're supposed to drive, fly?
Fly.
I mean, all right, so you need a good lie to get out of the trip?
Yeah, we just need a good lie. We're thinking like a work emergency.
Well, how close do you live to your family that you're going to be traveling with?
They live in Western Massachusetts, and we're in New York.
Oh.
It's like a few hours.
So the only way, were you going to like meet at the airport or something?
We're going to meet them there in Florida.
Oh, my God. This is so easy. You don't even, You listen, nowadays all you got to do is pull a fake COVID test off of the internet. You got COVID. You're kidding. You just stuff up your nose. Yeah, you're sick as hell. Point. Yeah, man, you know, you're sick. You're sick. And
yeah,
so
maybe it is that easy.
So you don't want them to know that what's her name? Clara?
Yeah.
You don't want them to know yet?
You know, giving it a few weeks.
Did you just found out?
You just found out.
How pregnant are you?
The new audience is the first to know.
That's amazing. How pregnant are you?
I'm just a few weeks along.
Okay. So you want to wait. Yeah, that's that stage where it's like, let's say, yeah. Okay. Well, at very minute, do you know, is it too early to know what the gender is? Sex, gender?
Oh, yeah. Too early for that.
Should we name them anyway? You want to name them?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's hear. What do you got?
Well, it's either Alan or Alana.
There. Okay, I like it.
All right, no problem. You're welcome.
A-L-A-N?
Or A-L-A-N-A.
Okay.
These are the two options.
We got it.
My pleasure. Good luck. Congratulations. Just you got COVID. And then you probably got it, too. One of you got it, and the other one's not feeling good, so you probably got it, too. Only one of you have tested positive so far, but you're definitely going to test positive, too. I already feel sick. So, yeah, you can't. Yeah, can't do it.
That's
very believable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
No problem. You actually, tell them you got both the COVID and the flu. All right, bye. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. Me completely, in case you haven't noticed, completely unqualified purveyor of advice. So as I was saying, I would like to include you in my marathon premium if you have some really, really, really good advice to give. I've sent this out to a whole bunch of people, and I've only gotten a few that I was even vaguely interested in including. So, you know, it might not make it just because you sent me something, but send me your greatest advice, please. Do you have... Oh, so in my opinion, this period of Arctic hell in this area is a great time to get into some DIY projects, something that you've had on your plate for like a long time, but you just haven't been able to get to it because of time or if you're feeling like every day is like just monotonous and horrible because of dealing with driving and parking, and then you get home. If you have some time at home, do something around, accomplish something every day that makes these horrible, horrible, horrible winter days like at least you could look back and say, oh man, okay, I did that. So like I needed, my kitchen doesn't have enough counter space because I had this amazing little pizza oven that was taking up a counter and a blender and a coffee machine, taking up all my counter space. So I found this awesome corner in my kitchen and I made some amazing shelves on one of like the really, really, really nasty cold days. I did have to go out and buy some wood. You had to go out in the world and blah, 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 blah. But at least I'm going to get through this. I think they're saying like 4 more days before it becomes like, these next 4 days are like horrendous around here. Like windy and zero every day, every morning. But we'll get through it. Hi, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
I'm already on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio already, just like that. See how that works? Did you just curse? I just dropped it, but I wasn't sure if you did.
I don't know if I just cursed.
All right, don't curse.
I hope not. All right. I didn't curse.
All right, good. What's your name? What's your name?
I needed some advice from you because...
Can you tell me your name
really
first?
Good at this. Emmy Black.
Oh, Emmy Black. Oh, okay. I know you.
I know.
All right.
What's up?
Nothing. What do you All need? Right. Fire away, girl.
So my car keeps on having dead batteries all the time. And it's also no fun because it's just want to get a different car, and I want it to be a stick shift, but I don't know what to get.
Well, and so you got, they don't make new stick shifts anymore. You got to buy a used car.
Really? No new ones?
Nope. No more new stick shifts. Believe me, because I've looked into this, because my next car, I want it to be a stick too, but you can't get a new car.
See, I knew you would have the answer.
Yeah, you got to get something used.
All right.
So,
which car should I get used?
I mean, what do you need out of a car?
Well, I have a 5-year-old, so I need some safety.
Yep. And
and I often carry boxes of stuff, so like a hatchback or a truck or a, you know, not like a sedan.
So why don't you get a small Toyota Tacoma with a cap, with a back seat, and a standard shift. It's the best pickup truck around that you could get. That's like my dream car, but it also sounds like you have similar needs. Do you mind driving a pickup truck?
No, I always wanted a Ranger.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You like my Ranger. Yeah. You want to buy my Ranger? No, don't buy my Ranger. I wouldn't do that to you. It's got 250.
Oh, man, come on.
It's got 250,000 miles on it, and it's got no back seat. You need a back seat for your child.
Right.
Yeah. So get a Tacoma. That's my advice to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. How's it going? Everything all right?
Everything's going great.
How you handling the cold?
The cold is crazy. The Bar None Office Records has a million leaks in it, though, because of all the snow on the roof.
Oh, yeah. I've been worried about that here, but so far so good. Knock wood.
Yeah, so we're holding it together.
Right on. 4 more days. All right, I got some calls coming in, but get yourself a Tacoma, and if you find 2, let me know.
Will do. All right. Thanks, Alan.
Bye. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
This is Peter calling.
Hello, Brooklyn. Peter.
I have some car advice.
Car advice. Tonight I'm the car guy, like the old NPR show, the car guys.
You're Click and Clack.
Yeah, Click and Clack, those guys. One died, and then they just went off the air, right?
You're them.
Who died, Click or Clack?
I think both.
They're both dead?
I think so.
Ah, Jesus. All right, what do you need?
I think that previous caller should... I think if you have a 5-year-old, I think you should go for safety, and you should get one of these cars that won't hit anything.
That won't...
Like, that'll stop before you rear-end somebody.
Oh, you mean like the cars, self-driving cars?
But no, not that. It's just like a car that has all cars have cameras now. And if you buy a car, even like a car that's like 4 or 5 years old, will have a camera in the front so that if you take your eyes off the road for a second, it'll stop before you hit somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to get a new car, you're going to be surveilled, right? There is no way around it. You can't buy a new car and not have computers in it that track you.
So, I think so. I think you can't even buy a car that's like 5 years old without that.
Weird. But, I mean, if you're going to get it, you might as well at least get the safety features, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or just get a 10-year-old Tacoma that has...
I like this Tacoma idea, but you can't afford it. It's so expensive.
Yeah, I know.
They're crazy expensive.
You got to buy an old one. An older one with just like 60,000, 70,000 miles on it. Garage capped or something.
That's the dream.
All right, man.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Talking about cars all night. I'm not that car guy. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, hey, I have some advice for that caller asking about the Tacoma.
Is this going to turn into car night? All right, give us some advice.
I guess it is.
Oh, God.
Well, I think the Tacoma, they still offer that in a 6-speed manual transmission. So she can even get a new manual, not to be a...
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can get a new manual Tacoma. I think you're wrong.
Yes, you can.
I don't think
you can.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Post it on the thing. I don't believe
you. Okay, I will.
Brand new. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Brand new.
You can. Brand new. 2026 Tacoma TRD off-road. You can get in a 6-speed manual transmission.
What's that mean, off-road? Like, you can't drive? What does it mean? It's just for, like, off-roading? It's like...
I think... I'm not sure. I think it means maybe you can...
Is it something you want to drive on highways?
Four-wheel drive.
Oh, just 4-wheel drive? All right. Post it on the thing. I don't believe you. Bye.
I will. Okay.
All right. I guess I was wrong. See? I told you. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Anybody ask me advice? I should have called my car friend. I have a friend that would talk about cars That's all he'll talk about. You could try to talk to him about music in the 1960s, and it's going to turn into cars every time. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. That guy said you could buy, I guess he's, I don't know. All right, it's going to be more car stuff. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I just wanted to say, did that girl get a new alternator? She says she keeps getting dead batteries.
Well, it doesn't matter because she wants a new car, so whatever.
Okay, just the practical things. People don't even know these things. All right, take care, bro.
All right, man. See ya. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. It's car night. I think I'd rather talk about earwax. All right. I guess you could get the manual Tacoma. How much is it? I want it. Somebody buy me a manual Tacoma. Just kidding. Don't buy me a manual Tacoma. 201-209-9368. We're about almost halfway through Click and Clack, Axe Allen Car Guys. I guess people are thinking about cars. I'm definitely thinking about cars more because my car sucks in the snow. But I don't want to friggin' buy a car based on how it performs in the snow because it doesn't really snow around here that much. This was just some freak wackiness, I think. I don't know. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Call me up with your relationship issues. You're having them. You're all cooped up in the house with your partner, and winter's eating everybody alive. You know you're being affected. Your seasonal defective disorder is affecting your relationship. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Our Jeremiah?
Your Jeremiah.
Oh, my God, though. It's our own Jeremiah, WFMU.
I'm actually, like, listening to the radio for once, so I thought I'd call you.
Cool. You need some advice?
Actually, like, sitting in front. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
And also, I don't have a question about cars.
Good.
And I also just wanted to, like, talk on the phone.
I love talking. I always enjoy Jeremiah's presence. So you could talk to me about anything you want, Jeremiah. Jeremiah is you wouldn't know from listening to his show that he's a fellow Ween fanatic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the most popular posts we've had on Instagram this year, or for like the last year really, was about our very censored copy of Pure Guava.
What do you mean on the internet?
I just posted a picture of our censored copy of Pure Guava. Somebody like written like what songs are going to play because they have curses. All of them.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That's awesome. Can you hear the music right now?
Well, no, because I had to turn off the radio.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Oh, no. But you heard the background music, the bed music.
Why would I hear that?
Because I could press a button to make you hear it. Hold on. Let me see. I'm always... You really don't hear it right now? You don't hear the bed music?
I mean, I've got you on speakerphone. I don't...
No, but you should be able to hear... You hear me, so you should be able to hear the bed music. You don't? I got the mollusk. I got the mollusk on. Hold on. Let me see if this is it. Hold on. Can you hear it now?
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got to put mono on. All right. I just learned something.
I have a story about the mollusk.
Okay. Tell me.
I was in my grocery store, in Crown Heights, where I've been living in for like the last 13 years. I was hanging out literally in the fish section. And I was listening to this guitar, so I'm kind of like zoned out and like, huh, this sounds very familiar. It was Buckingham Green.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, why is this playing in the grocery store?
Eyes Without a Smile.
Yeah. I mean, I know this solo. And then, like, yeah, I was like, Eyes Without a Smile.
So you were just hanging out in the fish section?
I mean, I was looking for fish. I was trying to buy some fish.
Oh, gotcha. And somebody was playing the mollusk at the fish section. So somebody was cool. Somebody was Was it a coinky
day? No. The music at this grocery store was insane. When I first moved in, it was all like, it was a mix of like 90s, like just like sped up house, and then like just the nastiest gangster rap.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's changed hands many times. This, I guess, they went brown for a second. I don't know.
That's, hey man, anybody who goes Browns, all right with me, right? And you.
Indeed, indeed. I don't want to take up all your time.
No? Advice?
Yeah. So I have two friends.
Uh-huh.
Dear friends. And they're having a fight because one of them is, like, insecure and one of them is kind of, like, over it. And I don't want them to break up. It will break my heart.
Okay. And
because I need them to be together. What do I do to make them be friends for my own benefit?
So they are partners.
No.
And they're what?
They're friends.
Oh, they're just friends.
Yeah.
And but they're not getting along over. Can we talk about what more specifically what the issue is that they're having?
Well, it's very silly. How do I put this? They were kind of all at odds. It's like three of us. It's me and these two ladies. And, like, we hang out all the time. And, like, but we all, like, you know, talk smack on each other behind each other. Like, and then not behind each other's backs, but, like, to each other when the other one isn't there, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
like me and the one woman will talk about the other one. It's like, but it's not like, you know, it's like mean. It's just like we're, like, you know, it's like pointing out her foibles. And then I do the same thing with the other woman, and they do the same thing on me all the time, literally all the time. They don't even like to be on my back.
It's that thing that it's that thing that good friends do to each other. It's just kind of like sometimes good friends just have a way of being mean to each other out of a strangely
yeah.
out of love.
And you know, it's not even mean. It's just kind of like, you know, how she's always like, yeah, I know he's always like, yeah, he always
right.
does that. You know, that type of thing.
So what happened?
Well, the one just got really mad at the other one about just like basically like some procedural stuff, like just the thing is one of them is actually like semi associated with the station, vaguely associated with the station, so I'm being vague.
Okay.
Basically she's like, well, how come you're like, you know, always like late?
Oh. To the other
and
person,
like, how come you're always like upset that I'm late? And then like they're fighting about this. Like I'm wondering if they'll talk to each other again.
They're literally fighting because one's accusing the other one of always being late.
Well, no, the one who is always late is mad at the other one for accusing her of always being late. And it's much deeper than that.
Right.
You know, but
so
like,
I mean, all right. So what are the things about this relationship that are good? I mean, that sounds like a pretty petty thing for a friendship to break up over. So are there like deep
my point
right are there deeper issues, because it sounds like maybe they're getting on each other's, maybe this is bringing something else out that needs to be addressed.
I would agree with that. I mean, but they were actually like tighter than me, and I've known both of them longer than they've known each other. But they, yeah, you know what? You're right. It's probably like something that I am not aware of in their relationship with each other that is causing this. And I'm just kind of like, why are mom and mom fighting?
Should we call them?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. And the other thing I'm wondering is, because what you said at the beginning was awesome and honest, is that you need them to be together.
Yeah. Right?
And do you feel like you're like a good triangle of friendship?
I did, because I mean I can tolerate the one person more than the other person can tolerate her, and because because I have no actual emotions, I don't know.
You think you could set up some sort of a night out where you arrange like a civil conversation where you don't talk about that ahead of time? You just kind of, why don't we hang out? Right now, they're not even talking to each other?
Well, I mean, we were all at the same party last week, and they were, like, cordial with each other. But then, like, I hit the one woman up today because the other woman's having a party. And I was like, oh, I was wondering, I was like, so any, like, thing going on with you? Like, you guys talk or anything? And she was like, no, and I'm okay with it. And I'm like, no!
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Are they both kind of okay with it? Or is one more okay with it than the other one?
Hard to tell. Maybe I'll know after tonight.
Well, yeah, you guys hanging out tonight?
Well, I'm hanging out with one of them tonight, and then I'm hanging out with the other one tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, then you got to have the one-on-ones about, is there something bigger going on? You have to, what are you guys doing tonight? Are you going to be in like a loud, you're listening to music or something? Or are you going to just be a place?
It's going to be music, but it's going to be like a house salon type party. You know, it's like not like loud, you know.
Sounds fun. I got to start hanging out with you. I don't do nothing.
Yeah, you got to start hanging out with me.
I know. I'm about 2026. I'm about to get social.
Oh, yeah. It's the year for it, man.
I know. Might as well.
Before we all just have to associate with AI all the time.
Yeah, or just before everything completely crashes and burns, that we just at least have fun for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got to go out this year.
Well, I think you have to have a frank conversation with both of them, since you're going to have them both in each other's presence, and talk about how much you care.
But I'm not going to have them both in each other's presence.
No, not in each other's presence. You're going to have each one in your presence one night. So I think it might even be better that way. See what you could find out individually from each one.
You're absolutely right.
Right? You have to.
Yeah, you're right. I got to work this out for myself. I got to work it out for me.
Can you follow up on this? And let's hear. I want to hear where it goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I might show up next Friday, since I got to be there anyway.
Oh.
Wait, is the dance thing, that's on Friday or Saturday?
The 13th. Yeah. After the dating game.
Yeah. So we'll talk
about it then. So if you want to come in earlier and tell us on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the dating game. It's the dating game. I can't have you on the radio next week.
What?
Next week's the dating game.
Maybe I'll bring a date.
Okay.
Maybe I'll be the date. No, I'm not going to bring a date. I'm not going to be the date. Don't.
Well, you could be. You could compete for the dating game. You could compete for the Bachelorette. That's a whole nother ball of wax.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, I can't do that in studio. That's an unfair advantage.
Bachelorette is in studio, but the other people are not. The contestants.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, my God, Jeremiah.
Right.
What a piece of man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're just going to take over.
Yeah. I don't want to put everybody else at a disadvantage by my like presence being like 5'8" and 145 pounds.
And that's exactly what would happen. You would just dominate.
Yeah. Exactly.
You
know? Yeah. Mm. Like, ladies can't resist that.
That's true. All right. Well, Alan Jeremiah hanging out 2026 and
yeah.
And I'll see you next Friday.
Yeah, man. All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
John, peace.
Thank you.
All right. Hello. You're on the radio.
Alan, listen, I'm not sure if you want it, so I leave it entirely to you.
Uh-huh.
But your friend that just is here, I know exactly how he can snap the whole situation back where he wants it, but I'll admit it's a little close to the dark side. So what do you say?
What? Who? Jeremiah and his two friends?
Yeah, the two girls and the whole situation. I mean, it's nothing nefarious or bad, isn't evil, but all it is, really, it's real simple. The one that's having the problem and wanting to go away and... He needs to hang out with the other one and make it seem like it's the most fun that they've ever had. And it's like things are better with her gone. And her jealousy will, not jealousy, but feeling lack of inclusion will make her forget what the issue was. I believe strongly. And it's low risk, you know. It's not going to cause anything negative if it doesn't work.
All right, but so the one of them has to play hard to get. Like, all right, I'm fine with this.
Just, you know, hang whoever the ones that are being difficult about it and saying, I don't want to hang out with the others, hang out with the other one, who seems fine. Just go oh, God, you won't believe what we did last night. It was amazing. And the dude from Ween even showed up. And we, you know, just make it look like they're having a great time without her, and it's fine. It's better without her. It's not, of course.
I got it.
But if she feels that way, I bet you.
All right. I hope, Jeremiah, if you're listening, you got to make the one jealous of your company.
I don't think it's a positive way, really, but it's an option, you know? What you said is better overall, but...
Mind games. You got to play some mind games.
It's a Foreigner song, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mind games. Is that what it is? Foreigner?
I saw Foreigner. Mind. All right, Alan.
All right, man.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. You got it. Woo. 201. 209. 9368. Put the needle on the record coming up at 7 p.m. next week. Is the Ask Alan dating game co-hosted by Mona. It's going to be something else, I tell you. If you want to be a contestant competing for the amazing Rosanna. All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is... I got to pull that song up next week. Rosanna. Send me an email, Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. 250-word pitch, or less. And a picture. I want a picture. Oh, yeah, Mind Games is a John Lennon song. Duh. Duh. 201-209-9368. Jeremiah with friend issues out there in the city. Don't forget, send me your best advice to alan@wfmu.org. Oh, you know what I forgot? I almost forgot. If you, hold on. Where the hell is it? If you want to, if you don't have time to call during show hours, you can call the Ask Alan answering machine at 973-352-7908. And we did have a call this week, so we should listen to that. But first, I'm going to take this phone call. Hello, you're on the radio. Uh-oh. Hello? Come on. Did that girl curse earlier? No, Emmy didn't curse. Let's see what happened on the Ask Alan answering machine. I don't think I listened yet to it. Let's check it out.
Hi, Alan. This is Marie from Chicago. And I would call during the show, but a lot of times I'm working. And it was, I think, maybe a couple of months ago now, but you mentioned how you're really good at kind of living frugally. And you could live for a long time on a certain amount of money. And I was just wondering, you know, about your tips and methods. How do you do that? I think I could use some help in that area. Thanks. Hope all is well with you. Bye-bye.
Oh, the Ask Alan answering machine. Finally getting some play. If you want to... Oh, man, the board's lighting up. So frugality. We're going to come back to that before the end of the show. How to sort of... you know, live on less when you have to. I have some tips for that, Marie, in Chicago, but right now we have a lit up board and we're going to come back to it. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is Lana.
Hi, Lana. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Upper Bucks County, across the Delaware River.
Oh, nice. I like Bucks County.
Oh, you been?
Yeah, I go to John and Peter's in New Hope.
When you were talking about Ween, I was going to say I used to see them.
Oh, of
John and Peter's.
Yeah, yes. I think they still do. I think Diener still does the Invitational, right? Or every.
You know, I don't know. Does he?
He does something. He does like a jam one night a month at John and Peter's.
You're kidding! I didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah, he's done it for years.
It used to be Mountain John that was. Is John and Peters for a while, but I think he passed.
Who owned John and Peters?
Well, John and Peter, but Peter passed.
Right, Peter passed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I have a good relationship ethical question, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, I would love to. You know I am a completely unqualified purveyor of advice, right?
But it's not serious, so it doesn't matter.
No, it could be serious. I'm fine with serious. Doesn't mean I like serious.
There are no, there aren't high stakes, I guess.
Okay. Well, okay.
But I think it's rich with a question. I think it affects a lot of people. So say there are two couples, and we'll just say they're hetero couples. You know, we'll just say husband and wife. Okay, two husbands and wives. So the husband tells the other husband, they're all friends, husband tells the other husband something in secret and says, he tells him something. Then after he tells us intimate detail, he says, don't tell your wife. Who was friends with the other wife.
So one husband tells the other husband a secret and says, don't tell your wife. Right. So
he says, don't tell your wife.
Now, what's important here is what the secret is.
Not, is it though? It could be anything, but I guess the
right.
question
Right. Well, oh
is,
no, I got you. I got you. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I'll
the
let you
question finish. Is kind of, sir, do you honor what your friend asked you after they told you the secret? Do you honor that and not tell your spouse? Or do you tell your spouse because the assumption should be that, you know, committed couples share everything?
Well, okay. First of all, if he started the conversation with, I have to tell you something, but if I tell you, you can't tell anybody, including your wife, then the other husband has the right to say, well, you shouldn't tell me because I tell my wife everything, right? That would be...
If they said that in the beginning.
Right.
Yes. But if they didn't say that in the beginning, then what should be assumed? Is the assumption that, no, I honor what my friend told me as a secret? Or is it, no, I honor this idea that spouses...
As an unmarried person, can I ask maybe a naive question? Am I required to tell my spouse everything? Is that a thing? Like, you're not allowed to have your own little compartmentalized sections of life? Or every single thing? Like, I took a nasty, aren't you allowed to have your own, like, can't you and your other friends share, like, I don't know, what if you want to be a good friend to more people than just your spouse? And if they need, to say something in confidence.
I felt the same way you do. I am not married either. My best friend and I had the assumption that, same as you, if somebody tells you a secret, it's our secret. But my partner, he and his mother, who had a very long relationship with her husband and very healthy, their assumption was, yeah, no, of course, they should not tell you the secret.
All right. So I think that if these two husbands know each other as well as it seems like they're supposed to, where they're sharing these kinds of secrets, very important things that you can't tell anybody, then husband number one, who's telling the husband number two the secret, would already know that this guy tells his wife everything, right?
Oh, that's a very interesting.
Because if that is the understanding in the relationship, then that should be honored, right? Like, hey, listen, if we're gonna get married, I'm gonna tell you everything, and you can't keep anything from me. Nothing. You better tell me everything. If anybody tells you a secret, you better tell me. That's not healthy.
Even if you're not married, if you're in a relationship or have been or will be, like, what do you, what if your partner believes that, no, the assumption is, we tell each other everything, but you feel, no.
Well, that's something that you gotta work that out, right? These are the things that make relationships of all stripes really hard because, like, I don't know, man, I'm like... Yeah, I don't know.
It's more important than the question of whether you're going to have kids or not is, okay, are you going to treat everything I say as confident or are you going to, very interesting.
I mean, but, the other thing about marriage is, like, all of a sudden, like, you get into this relationship and then you're saying for the rest of your life, I'm changing my friend dynamics. You are now my very, very, very best friend. You're not just my spouse. You're not, we have now, since we're married, I declare you my best friend and confidant, right? That's kind of part of marriage, isn't it? And you might have had all these best friends and confidants before, but now it's like, it's this one.
Yeah.
Because we got married.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't want that. Yeah.
I don't know though. I don't know. But I would hope that I would, I would expect that, hey, you know what? If you have your secrets with your friends, I'm cool. That's okay.
Yes.
You're allowed to have that. And I hope that you would be the same, the person who I'm... You would think. But I don't know. But that's agreements that are made when people get married.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't have thought to ask this until it came up. And it's like, oh, sugar.
Oh, you know? I'm so glad you said sugar.
Oh, this is a surprise. A surprise assumption.
Well, I like this call. Me personally, I think we're allowed to have... you're allowed to be a confidant to a friend outside of a marriage.
Thank you so much. And you know so much more than you let on. Thank you so much. Love your show. Loved your advice last week about the sledding.
Oh, yeah.
And that was great. Thanks. And looking forward to hopefully seeing you. I guess that's not in studio, the dating game. That's just
down in Monty Hall. The dating game's in studio.
Okay, not in Monty Hall.
Not in Monty Hall, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Ellis.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, sorry, getting away from the... Oh, man.
What a day. But yeah, that you opened the can of worms with that marriage stuff.
Yeah. That's what I do. I'm a worm. I open cans of worms. I haven't fished in a long time.
Yeah, but see if you got those worms. Keep them around.
It's weird.
Fridge them up.
It's weird having worms in a can because you would think they'd be dead in there in an airtight can.
Little dirt, little fridge, you know? I mean, it works out.
No, you'd have to have them in like a Tupperware, not a can, a sealed tuna fish can. They're going to be dead.
No, not sealed. Just like a light lid.
Nah.
You know, keep it moist. Dirt.
Anyway,
we digress. But it's about communication. So in that same vein, I just learned recently that an old friend just died of cancer. He's 44.
Sorry to hear
family.
That.
Family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's very tragic. But we knew them for a decade and a half or so, but haven't talked to him, like I said, in maybe like 5+ years or something. We send a card every year, but didn't know, like, what's the etiquette for, like, re-engaging the family?
Were you close with the family? Did you know the family, or were you just friends with the person who passed?
Oh, no, the family. Yeah, we did a little 4th of July stuff, and then, 2020.
How far did they live?
Kind of broke off the tracks. Like, maybe 40 minutes away, 50 minutes away.
Was it, I forgot the beginning of this conversation. Did you know that this person had cancer, or was it like a surprise?
No.
Yeah. So it was just suddenly.
I didn't know. Yeah.
And when was the last time you saw the family?
Say it again.
When was the last time you saw these folks?
Like 5 years ago.
Okay. Been a long time. So, you know, you offer your condolences and your availability if they ever want to spend time together, but I think after 5 years it would be probably an assumption to think that they might want, you know they're going through it right now and you don't know who they want to hang out with, and sometimes they don't even want to hang out with the people that you think they would want to hang out with. It's just a really tough time, so all you could do is express your condolences and your availability if they ever want to, you know, hang out with your families together. But I don't think you should press it any further than that. So maybe send a card and maybe a small gift and a nice letter.
I love that. Yeah, so go analog, mail it, since we're communicating over mail.
Sure.
And then, re-engage that way. I love it.
All right. Sorry about your loss.
Hey, no problem. Cheers, everyone. Right, thanks, man. Alan.
Thanks, Zach. Ay, ask Axe Allen. Season him up. Yeah, the dating game. Big. I got a lot of, I got to do some prep work this week. And I'm going to go to Mona's dance party. I'm going to practice some of my freestyle moves. I'm going to pop. I'm going to moonwalk. I'm going to break. I'm going to break dance. I'm going to bring Johnny Salami. He's going to break dance. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Man, people asking me. I'm telling you, man, this is bonkers. Asking me for advice. What else do I got on this goddamn sheet of paper here? Don't forget to send me. Oh, we got about time for a couple more calls. Rip it up. Rip it up. Put the needle on the record with Billy Jam. Coming up. Hi, Tico. Oh, hi, buddy. He popped his head up. He's ready to go home. I'm lucky. I have a back door in a backyard that's fenced in, and I have a couple of, like, insulated, like, meat packing room curtains, so I could open the back door and just let him out in the yard into the frigid world. He finds his spot, and he comes right back in. So we're kind of ready. We're lucky we're ready for this last spell of tundra, New Jersey tundra. So send me your best piece of advice to Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. If you want to compete for our Bachelorette on the Friday the 13th dating game, send me an email at Alan at WFMU.org. And we got time for a couple of more calls. Oh. What the hell? I forgot about the frugality. Marie in Chicago looking for pointers on frugality. You know, I think it depends on the level of which you have to scale back based on your... there was a couple months, there was about a year and a half in the not so distant past where I was like, damn, like I was really scraping to not go more and more and more into debt for a while. Oh, that was Tico shaking it off. Do you hear that? And I had to really, I mean, what, you know, the first obvious thing is cutting back on things that you normally like to do, whether it be if you have the movie channels. You gotta get those, your friends to share their passwords when you're not doing well financially. You have to not go to the movies and you have to find them online for free. You have to, as far as food, you got to prepare food for the week and freeze it, you know, like, you know, prepare your grains and, you know, I buy stuff in bulk, like when I need to. Like, obviously you can't go out to eat a lot. You got to cook a lot. And, you know, things like meats and root vegetables. And what am I talking about? I don't know. You got to scale back on the things that you love to do, basically, is it. And you have to you live a more boring life and you find things to do around your own house because just can't go out as much. That is terrible advice. I am really good at being frugal. I think I'm generally frugal to begin with because I don't like a lot of stuff and I like cooking. And I wish I had a more specific question. I wish Marie was on the phone right now because stuff like that. I use Costco, first of all, because they're one of the few corporations that don't suck totally right now. I mean, they're not great, but I like buying in bulk from them and freezing stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Hey, oh, there's the phone. Hello, you're on the radio. You'll be one of the last calls. What do you got?
Hello? Hey, I'm Greg, and I got a question because I got a dog, and that dog is going to be having a birthday soon.
Oh,
right,
nice.
And I want to get this dog a birthday burger. Oh. All right, and I already know it's going to have beef, but I don't know what other stuff you could put on like a birthday burger for a dog.
Oh.
And you know, you have a dog, a lovely dog at that, and I want to know if you have any like suggestions for items that you could put it into a dog burger.
That's pretty awesome. So, I mean, you want to know things that are really good for a dog? Do you want to make it a little bit more healthy than just a burger? Or do you want to make it just more delicious?
It's a one-day-a-year type of thing. It ain't the regular thing. I want this dog to have a wonderful day. It could be a little bit less healthy this one time.
So why don't you put...
Not poisonous.
Yeah.
I want it to be delicious.
Why don't you put make it rare. Why don't you give him a steak instead of a burger?
Just because I really like the idea of a birthday burger.
That's
all
true.
Right?
All right. I got you.
I just do.
I like it. I like it. I think you'd have to put a giant... Does he have a favorite cheese?
He kind of snarfs it all down. he doesn't really have the favorite so far. I haven't done a scientific test.
Well, get a really, really, really good piece of like cheese. And I say, on top of the burger, get a small piece of filet mignon, cut it up... make it rare, cook it rare, cut it up and put it on top of the burger so he gets a filet mignon burger with cheese on top.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Thank you.
You got
it. But for the dog, I mean, I'm not going to have any.
For the dog. You might have to take a little bite.
A little bite, maybe.
A little bite.
Just make sure it ain't like a...
Cheese?
It ain't bad or anything.
Cheese and filet mignon on top of the burger.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
You got it. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Put the needle on the record with Billy Jam coming up in about a minute and a half. Don't forget, the Ask Alan dating game is next Friday at 6 p.m. Me and Mona are hosting. Then we're going downstairs for the anti-Valentine's Day dance party. And send me your advice, and maybe it will make the Ask Alan DJ Premium. I'm not giving you any more details on that. Put the needle on the record coming up oh so shortly. Thanks for hanging out. I love doing this. I really appreciate you hanging out and making the phone calls. So Yeah, thanks a bunch. This has been Axe Allen.
There, but we're rolling strong right about now. It's Put the Needle on the Record. I'm Billy Jam.
Senor GGO.
James the Engineer back in Jersey City. We're coming to you live from Oakland, California. And today is kind of a sad day for me personally. A good friend of mine has passed away. My friend's mother, the Juanita, mother of Ebenez and Sia, passed away 2 days ago. So this show is dedicated to her. And we're going to focus on Bay Area music today, both new and old. The first one is brand new. It's sort of the history, which goes up to just last month, January 2026. Azeem teamed up with Raw B, and they put out an album, or an EP rather, Said the Poet to the King. And we're going to check out one of the tracks off of it, dedicated to the late great Zumbi of Zion Eye, right here, WFMU.
Question the authority.
ETC, erase and take charge.
Question the authority.
Win, fire, win, fire.
Question the authority.
Win, fire, win, fire.
Question.
Bear Zumbi, I'm carving these words, but first I fully send all manners and respect to your blood. May they truly find the grace of peace to forward through this world of illusion. May your sons become a source of light and symbols of improvement. Moving on, I was so confused by your execution from the wicked institutions. Now, there's no excuses. I was living out the country thinking Oakland's about to lose it. I was waiting for the fires, the riots, and all the news clips, but nothing ever happened. These lacking ass movements was bowing to a mad-made flu, moving useless. Doofus journalists around the town was acting clueless, like Davey did a little post and Eric wrote some bullshit. I'm writing this in cursive, trying not to curse it, cause the nurse said an unknown cause was determined. That's when we learned to neutralize and turn these birds perches, singing you was unalive, you was murdered. Word in broad daylight is just so disturbing. My people pay population for a free burger. Corporations merge and turn the world into a circus. Chameleons turn to billionaires and billionaires to kings. Over everything, the local news to both the eagle's wings. They hypnotized the people, added gasoline to fear. Struck a match, told them they'd explode if they did not adhere to the levels of the lies told. Now it's very clear that people were just puppets to the corporate puppeteers. They tried to slip it to you like you was unaware. Then tried to force it on you like your chin ain't have no hair. Then held you down and wrestled like your fight was unprepared. Made security call cops cause your strength was over theirs. Now back to where I started, lacking activists and artists. Called us racist anti-vaxxers, orange man supporters. For being smart with hard enough to see through the distortions. Zumbi died alone because he went against your forced indoctrination of the nation. They just went along with quick to march for panties thrown and legalized abortions. But when a man of peace was taken from a world with torture, they ain't move a muscle cause they masters ain't supported. Proud to wear a muscle on their face, breathing noxious, showing off their shoulders with the band-aids across them. Damn, such a shame. So many lives were forfeit, athletes falling on their faces just for the devil's profit. Applauded by the conscious community of monsters, blinded by the facts, a psyops was on them. Not seeing through the games, I pray that they are haunted by Steven Zumbi games, so your name is not forgotten. It's a sad, sad story, speaking on beloved truth and justice and powerful songs. You lost if you think anything I'm saying is wrong, cause love, truth and justice make beautiful songs. It's a sad, sad story, speaking on beloved truth and justice and powerful songs. You lost if you think anything I'm saying is wrong, cause love, truth and justice make beautiful songs. Come on, wind and fire, wind, wind and fire.
Question the authority.
Wind and fire, wind, wind and fire. Lightning and thunder upon them blood clad liars. Wind and fire, wind, wind and fire.
Question the authority.
Wind and fire, wind, wind and fire. Lightning and thunder upon them blood clad liars.
Question the authority.
Sketch characters, hilarious narratives like Patrice O'Neill.
If I go sailing, I'm taking a white baby on a keychain with me. If my boat go down, they gonna find me.
Yeah, yeah, get all that, huh? That's blue magic. That's a brand name.
You know Denzel, acting's just not your field. Write your own script so you could be the star of the film for real. Know thyself, a lifelong hell and smell sulfur. Every time